This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mushtaba. In Jammu and Kashmir, at least 10 people have been killed as relentless rainfall over the past 24 hours has triggered a flood emergency across Jammu division. The pilgrimage to the Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine has been suspended. 6 people have died and 18 others have been injured due to landslides on the route to the shrine atop the Trikuta Hills caused by heavy rainfall. The Hemkoti route has also been closed. 4 people have also lost their lives in Doda district. All government offices except emergency services will be closed tomorrow. Meanwhile, leave for government officials involved in rescue operations and flood protection has been cancelled in the affected districts. Flood waters have submerged several low-lying areas, with most rivers flowing above the danger mark. Chief Minister Omar Abdullah termed the situation serious and has placed emergency funds at the disposal of deputy commissioners. A high-level meeting was held in Srinagar to review flood mitigation efforts, with instructions issued to maintain high alert and ensure swift response. Water levels in major rivers like Tavi, Chenab, Nehru and Kalnai have surged. The Met Department has predicted continued rainfall, heightening concerns for further inundation. All government and private schools across Jammu division remain closed for the second consecutive day. The Jammu and Kashmir Board of School Education has postponed class 10 and 11 exams scheduled for tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on an official visit to Japan and China from Thursday. During his Japan visit on the 29th and 30th of this month, Prime Minister Modi will hold 15th India-Japan Annual Summit with his Japanese counterpart Shigeru Ishiba. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri shared details of PM Modi's Japan visit with the media in New Delhi today.
Shri Narendra Modi is embarking on an official visit to Japan on the evening of 28th August. He will be in Japan on the 29th and the 30th of August for holding the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit with the Prime Minister of Japan, His Excellency Shigeru Ishiba. This will be a visit that will be fully dedicated to the bilateral agenda between India and Japan. This is also Prime Minister's 8th visit to Japan.
In China, the Prime Minister will attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization's 25th meeting of Council of Heads of State in Tianjin on the 31st of August and 1st September of next month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said a new chapter is being added to India's Make in India journey, marking an important day in the nation's goal of Make in India, Make for the World. Mr. Modi said this after inaugurating the production of hybrid battery electrodes at the TDS lithium ion battery plant in Gujarat. He said the occasion also gives a new dimension to the friendship between India and Japan.
Made in India, इस यात्रा में एक नया अध्याय जुड़ रहा है। आज से भारत में बने इलेक्ट्रिक व्हीकल्स 100 देशों को एक्सपोर्ट किए जाएंगे। साथ ही आज हाइब्रिड बैटरी इलेक्ट्रोड मैन्युफैक्चरिंग भी स्टार्ट हो रही है आज का ये दिन भारत और जापान की फ्रेंडशिप को भी नया आयाम दे रहा है
Mr. Modi said this success is motivating all states across India and a healthy competition has emerged among states regarding reforms and investment benefiting the entire nation Defence Minister Rajnath Singh commissioned 2 of the Indian Navy's advanced frontline frigates, INS Udayagiri and INS Himgiri, at the Eastern Naval Command in Vishakhapatnam this afternoon. It is the first time that 2 major surface combatants from 2 of the prestigious shipyards of India are commissioned at the same time, emphasising India's accelerating naval modernisation and its ability to deliver sophisticated warships from multiple shipyards. And Indian Olympian Sifth Kaur Samra today created history by clinching the individual gold in the women's 50-meter rifle 3 positions event at the 16th Asian Shooting Championships in Shymkent, Kazakhstan today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.